The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
First of all, many thanks from me to Bridget for so kindly inviting me to speak here this morning. I'm very grateful to you, Bridget, and I'll say a few more words about you a little bit later on, but there's no need for you to spend the next few minutes in fearful anticipation. And then secondly, I do want to say a very special thank you to all of you, every member of this church, if you're here or not here, watching on Zoom or wherever. This church and this fellowship have become so, so important to me, hugely important for my life in the last few, 10, 12, whatever years it is. And your love and encouragement and appreciation has meant more to me than I can possibly express. One of the hardest things for Liz and for me in moving away after nearly 30 years in this part of the world is saying au revoir to the many friends we have made. I know that in one sense Christians never, ever finally say goodbye, but it will be a huge wrench for us to be driving away in what we hope will be our new home in Twyford, Winchester. We're thinking that our departure date will be, or completion date will be the 10th of August, but we still have not yet exchanged contracts to that effect. Let's move on. And all those who belong to Good Shepherd churches can expect to hear a particular version of one particular sermon from time to time. Unsurprisingly, that is a sermon about Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. And the traditional sermon is this, that it highlights the love and the care of the Good Shepherd for his flock. And that's a picture of our Lord's love and care for us and for all his followers. Such a sermon can be very good, very helpful, but I am not going to preach that sermon this morning in spite of the readings that we have heard. What I'm going to do this morning is talk about the good sheep. You see, our Bible readings for this morning are not only about the Good Shepherd, but they are also about the good sheep. In other words, both Psalm 23 and John chapter 10 tell us about what it means to be a good Christian. Because if Jesus Christ is a good shepherd, then his good sheep are people like you and me here in church this morning. So without further ado, here are four quick points about the good sheep out of our Bible readings for this morning. And the first one is this, that the good sheep are those who listen to the shepherd's voice and respond to it. In other words, good Christians are those who listen to our Lord, who recognize when God is speaking as he calls to us. Somebody told me the other day, I find this helpful, that in the Middle East, many animals are milling around in village squares at the start of the day. What's happened is that in the evening, they have come in from the fields where they've grazed. They come in and they sleep, usually under the houses of the shepherds and others who are caring for them. Then at daybreak, they wake up and they're ready to go out into the fields again, and they mill around in the village squares. And the shepherds come out into the village square and they call their particular sheep. Come on, we're going this way today. We're going to this field. And the sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd, and they follow the voice of the shepherd, and he steps out into the field to eat and graze. Which makes sense of those words, I think, in our gospel reading, that the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And his sheep follow him, says Jesus, because they recognize and know his voice. Good Christian is someone who recognizes and listens to the voice of our Lord. That's not easy at all, I think, because there are so many voices around us every single day calling and competing for our attention. We need a lot of discernment about this. Many voices around us are very important. Our families, our friends, our fellow Christians, our neighbors. We need to listen carefully to what they are saying. We need to be alert. Other voices are coming to us constantly through the World Wide Web, social media, television, and in other ways. They can tell us things that are very helpful, but they can also speak to us about things that are very unhelpful. Things that are untrue, false, and destructive. It's one of the tragic things in recent years, is it not, that lying, sometimes obvious, blatant, unashamed lies, seem to have become more and more of our public life in the UK and elsewhere. All sorts of voices are clamoring for our attention day by day. But the most important one of all is surely the voice of our Creator, our Maker, our Lord, who wants to lead us and guide us in a world that is so often confusing. He wants us to go forward with him in every difficult and complex situation. He wants us to follow him in order that we may know God's best for our lives. He doesn't want to hem us in. He wants us to know true liberty. So one of the marks of a good sheep and good Christians is listening, the kind of listening that results in good following. I got a book in the post the other day. It's called 20 Questions Jesus Asked by Bishop John Pritchard. It's the book for our reading party group that I belong to, which meets up every year. And it makes the point that Jesus often asks questions, both of his disciples and of other people. And it's made me think this week, what question would the Lord be asking me this morning? How would I answer? What question would he be asking you? Let's move on to the second thing. It's this, that whenever they wander off, good sheep will always return to the good shepherd. Some animals seem to have a tendency to wander off, to wander away. Sheep have this tendency, and so do we as Christians. We can all too easily wander away from our Lord, and we're prone to do so. One way in which the Lord speaks to us is that he calls us back to him. Return to me. Famous parable in Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep. It wandered away, but our God is the God always seeking those who've got lost. So I suggest that good sheep, good Christians, are those who are ready and willing to be found. As life goes on, I see more and more that a huge part of the Christian faith is, yes, walking with the Lord, somehow drifting away, coming to our senses and then coming back to him. It's constant. It's not just for the beginning of the Christian life. It's something that goes on and on and on. In the East African revival in the last century, there was a great upsurge of new life in the churches. And one of the key phrases at that time was, keep short accounts. In other words, if you wander away from the Lord, come back as quickly as you possibly can. Keep the account short. If you find yourself falling out with somebody else, come back and see if you can reconcile. Takes two to tango, I know, but make your effort, play your part in trying to sort things out. I don't really know whether lost sheep can be ready and willing to return to their shepherds, but the good Christian is someone who will always return to the Lord when he or she goes astray. On to point number three about the good sheep. Good sheep, I hadn't really thought about this before, good sheep belong to the flock. Obvious, isn't it, when you think about it? Good sheep belong to the flock. In other words, good Christians belong to God's church, the Church of Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Look it up on Google and you will read that although sheep can wander off and get lost, they are well known for their strong herding instinct. Yes, it's true that a sheep can live in an isolated way. It's also true you can be a Christian all alone on a desert island. But that's exceptional. That's not the normal situation, because sheep do best when they are in a flock with other sheep, and Christians do best when they are joined up with other Christians. I have been so strengthened by the life of this church. I was just saying to Bridget, actually, when we met to talk about good things, this church is unrecognizable from the church it was 10 years ago. It is a fellowship that has strengthened many people, and God willing will do so more and more in the days ahead, because the Christian life is to be lived along with our fellow Christians. It's not only about a relationship with our good shepherd, it's also about relationships with other sheep. Yes, sheep sometimes butt one another, but it's a good picture of the local church. And one of the best words to describe leaders in the local church is pastors. And the meaning of pastor is someone who looks after the sheep and cares for them. In other words, a pastor, a vicar, is a shepherd. And the chief shepherd is our Lord. He is the ultimate good shepherd. And just to talk about the Anglican Church for a moment, in Anglican terms, the bishop is the chief under-shepherd in his diocese, symbolized by the book crook that he or she carries. So Bridget and other clergy are under-shepherds who share their responsibilities with many others, as Bridget does here. Shepherding is not, I repeat, not just a clergy thing. And as sheep in the flock, we're called to care for one another, sometimes on the giving end, sometimes on the receiving end. Your surname, Bridget, is a wonderful description of you. And I want to say publicly here this morning that in Bridget, we have been given a quite exceptional person, an exceptional vicar in Bridget. She has, you know, I know something about this. She doesn't let on secrets, but I know something about this. She has a remarkable knowledge and concern for all of us in this particular flock. It's one of the most striking things about her, how well you know the individual sheep. She has great leadership skills from which this church has hugely benefit, and God willing will continue to benefit. My own membership of this church has been a great blessing to me, and I want to express, Bridget, publicly here this morning, my thanks to you for all you've done, not only for this church, but for me and for my family as well, in the years that I've been here at Good Shepherd. John Wesley said, "The New Testament knows nothing of solitary Christianity." Right from the day of Pentecost, right from the birthday of the church, Christians have come together. The Christian life is a corporate life. And just as sheep belong to the flock, so as we as Christians are to belong to one another in the life and mission of the local church. It's where we can both give and receive, be strengthened by others, and strengthen them in our turn. Fourth and final point comes out clearly in Psalm 23. Have you ever thought of this, that Psalm 23 is written by one of the good sheep? The Lord is my shepherd, I'm a sheep. Point number four. Good sheep trusts that whatever the circumstances may be in our lives, the good shepherd will always be with them and stay with them. When you think of it, our lives take us, do they not, into so many different situations. There can be times when things seem to be going really well, and we are well aware of all the wonderful things that are happening and the ways in which God is giving us good things to enjoy. Psalm 23 speaks of the Lord leading his sheep in green pastures by still waters and restoring our souls. We might call these the good times in our lives. But then the psalm speaks of those times when enemies come near and seem very powerful. There is also the experience of walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Not only our own death, the death of those nearest and dearest to us, loved ones. Walking through the valley of shadow of death can come to us through some illness of our own or someone else, come to us through bereavement or through some unhappy or fearsome event. And all these things have happened to so many of us. I would even dare to say all of us, perhaps except the youngest of us here this morning. I can't begin to explain it, but you will know, and Liz and I know, that some people have much more in the harder days, in the way of harder days, darker days, than they do of easier ones. I think it's been well said that God does not so much keep us out of trouble, but he strengthens and helps us in and through it. And this is the trust of the good sheep, the trust of the believer, that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So when things are really dark and desperate, as they will be for most people at some stage or other, there can be that faith and hope. As Christians, we do not have immunity from suffering, pain, and other difficulties and troubles. But as good sheep, we will cling, sometimes just by our fingertips, onto the hope that is Jesus Christ. I sometimes ask myself whether without this there can be any ultimate hope, and I don't know of any. It's a hope summed up at the end of my favorite chapter in the Bible, Romans chapter 8. And the last words, or some words from the last verses, go like this. If God is for us, who can be against us? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or nakedness or danger or sword? We can expect those things. Shall they take us away from him? No. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Fantastic words to finish my final sermon here in this church. They express the trust, the hope of good sheep in the Good Shepherd, that whatever may happen to us in the future, our ultimate safety is with him. As we leave Lee, and as I leave this church of the Good Shepherd, I do so wanting to be a good sheep in the days ahead. I want to be a better sheep, even though perhaps I'm more like mutton than a sheep nowadays. I want to be a better sheep, and may each one of us here want and become the same. Amen.